Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you want, baby. It's what you need, baby. We about to give you more of what you need.
That's been pent up inside for years. Exclusive type, only for your eyes and ears. You held it in for so long, you burst it into tears. The letters spill slowly across the page like a world premiere. We're lying, the bullshit begins here. The obvious cause, the effects is unclear. The punishment for crimes of the heart could be severe. Though to keep it on the low is a heavy cross to bear. You deep now, submerged with no signs of air. Still your sunken heart thumping like the kick in a snare. While on the surface, it's all turning to a circuit. That's why you're nervous and you gotta right to be, cause if somebody would have done that shit to me, I mean my best man hitting my wife to be, my sentiments exactly would be history, you know what I'm saying, hey, my people's in a place, let's count it off,
1, 2,
tell
me what y'all
to
do, 3, 4, it's time for all of your together, rock and roll in your voting rock, stick your rock to the rhythm and jump, don't stop, five, six, get up and start to mix, seven, eight, no time to hesitate, so let's rock and roll in your voting rock, stick your rock to the rhythm and jump,
yo, it's like nothing changed, it's all the same thing. The same characters in the book with different names. It's a lot more to lose than you got to gain. You a lot more confused than hip to the game. To beat the script to the game, the price is pain. Men and women get into things, now who's to blame? When everybody whispering about whatever took place and how the fact was denied with a straight face. Them lies hard to swallow from the bitter taste, but that's a point in the past that can't be erased. So motivate, though it's hard to let it ride or set aside true feelings. Underhand dealing, a lost trust. I wonder if we lost us. It's bigger than me and you, it's monstrous. So I'ma just calm down and try to relax before I clap the hammer, then the hammer I tap. Count
1, 2, tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all your
together,
rock and roll in your voting rock. Stick your rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, no time to hesitate. So let's rock and roll in your voting rock.
Back and undo our actions, change what happens, dissect the fractions, a time to rewind and be recorded absent, for real, cause these memories is photographic, pornographic, pushing me close to madness, head heavy like I'm tripping on acid tablets, yesterday as I recall was all fabulous, a thought so, but now I feel like shots hitting my torso, spent a lot of time and trust in the wrong place, fought a lot of fights, rolling with the wrong ace, love, stronger than pride, weaker than disgrace, I need room to think and space. But solid as a rock shall not disintegrate. Thoughts racing like they lunatics on the interstate. Real, yeah. My people's in a place, tell me how to start.
1, 2, tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all your to test, rock and roll in your rolling rock, stick your rock to the rhythm and just don't stop, 5, 6, get up inside the mix, 7, 8, it's time to motivate, rock and roll in your rolling rock.
It's what you want, but it's what you need, babe. We about to give you more.
That's been pent up inside for years. Exclusive type, only for your eyes and ears. You held it in for so long, you burst it into tears. The letters spill slowly across the page like a world premiere. With lies, the bullshit begins here. The obvious cause, the effects is unclear. The punishment for crimes of the heart could be severe. Though to keep it on the low is a heavy cross to bear. You deep now, submerged with no signs of air. Still your sunken heart thumping like the kick in a snare. While on the surface, it's all turning to a circus. That's why you're nervous and you gotta right to be, cause if somebody would have done that shit to me, I mean my best man hitting my wife to be, my sentiments exactly would be history, you know.
Good Wednesday evening, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Conversations of a Sister here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ms. Tracy L. Bell, and I thank you for tuning in tonight, be it online or by phone, for tonight's conversation. And although we acknowledge Black History all year, we are honored to have in our studios tonight a legend in her own right. She's a 5-time Grammy Award-winning music legend, recent recipient of Grammy's highest honors, the Lifetime Achievement Award. She is ranked among the 41 biggest hit makers of the entire rock era, based on the Billboard 100 Hot 100 pop single charts. She has earned over 60 charted hit songs and sold over 100 million records. Two of my favorites being Valley of the Dolls and Say a Little Prayer. But she's not just a legendary artist, but she's also an author and philanthropist. And she hails out of East Orange, New Jersey. I welcome to Conversations of a Sister tonight, Ms. Dionne Warwick. Ms. Warwick, thank you for being my guest.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it is such a pleasure to have you with us tonight. Now, Ms. Warwick, your new CD entitled She's Back. I mean, why that title? Because for me, you never left. Why She's Back?
Well, I know. I'm getting that question asked a lot this week. It's basically because, you know, I do go to the grocery store and I run into people and say hello and they get, and, you know, I'll be in the street or go in a restaurant or wherever I happen to be in the airport, and people have really. And when are you going to record, Dionne? You're going to make it, we need a record from you. You know, I mean, I literally accosting me. I said, well, okay. And I didn't realize until recently I had not had a CD out in 5 years. So I said, well, maybe it is time. So,
you know, Ms. Ford,
I
understand that, not to cut you off, but I really don't think that you needed one. I mean, you have songs that you recorded years ago that are still very popular today, and they're even being replayed and reinvented for this generation. So, I mean,
right.
I can understand that, but I mean, you're like a legend in your own right.
Well, thank you for saying that. But, you know, it's like everything else. I am also a recording artist. So it's always nice to have a new piece of music out there for people to hear.
Now, I understand your CD include duets with Kenny Lattimore as well as Music Soul Child. What was it like working with them?
Oh, wonderful. I met Music Soul Child for the first time when we walked into the studio together to record. So And he's such a lovely young man. He's, you know, and a wonderful voice, very, very musical. So it was a pleasure working with him. And Kenny, well, I knew him from the very beginning of his career. So he's like one of my babies. And watching him grow throughout the industry has been a joy for me. So it was a pleasure to record with him.
Oh, that's great. And I understand this new CD is produced by your son.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He produced.
And how did that come about?
Well, he is a producer. He's produced quite a few artists over the years. He's been involved with producing Pink and Destiny's Child and Christina Aguilera and quite a few others. And, you know, I trust him. So it was quite easy for me to go into the studio with him, and I think he did a magnificent job.
Yes, I have to agree. Now, your sound seems a bit smoother, almost like a jazz feel on this new CD. Was that the goal with this project?
No, you're just hearing me the way I sound.
Yes.
So, I don't know.
Yes.
You know, I've never really categorized how I sound or what, you know, what my music represents, aside from it being just flat out music. And, you know, I've always said over the years, and I truly believe that it's really what the listening ear decides what category they may want me to be in at that point in time. So if you think I'm a jazz singer, that's what I am. If I'm a gospel singer, that's what I am. If I'm a pop singer, if I'm a rhythm and blues, if I'm an opera singer, it's whatever your ear decides, that's what she sounds like today.
And your voice is just beautiful. It really
is. Thank you.
Now, I've already said you're a legend. We already know that. But you have an extraordinary example of staying power in the music industry. But how does it feel having received a Lifetime Achievement Award? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, first of all, to be honored by the Academy is absolutely sensational. It's quite an honor. And I certainly hope that it isn't the end of my Lifetime Achievements. I think I have a few more left in me. But it's absolutely sensational that they're taking the time to understand that my body of work represents something that should be, you know, said thank you to. And this is the way of them saying thanks.
That is absolutely correct. Now, before I let you go, because I promised your publicist, I would stay on course with your media schedule today. Yes. I would just like to ask you, when you recorded the song, What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love, what was the conscious state of this country then? Because those lyrics still ring true to this day.
Undoubtedly, and that's the reason I wanted to re-record it. I think it's now time for our country, as well as the rest of the world, paying attention to the fact that, hey, that person standing next to you is exactly that, a person, a human being. And we should all feel that we have something to offer each other. My grandfather, who was a minister, told me many, many years ago that we're all put on this earth to be of service to each other. And I think that these words today might begin to resonate with people. This is what we really need. We need some love. We need some peace. We need some harmony. We need some love. We need power. And those words, love is a power.
That's something. Because, you know, I've always heard the song, and I've never really paid attention to the lyrics, because sometimes the beat in the music can take you. But in today's society, within today's country, I've actually listened to the lyrics, and I'm like, wow, that song still rings true to this day. And I think it couldn't have came at a better time.
I totally agree with you, baby. You know, we're going through some very, very interesting scenarios today, you know.
Yes.
And we've got to start paying attention to it. We really do.
Yes. Now, tell my listeners before I let you go, how can they purchase your CD? And do you have any concert dates coming up in the tri-state area?
No, not in the tri-state area, unfortunately. But we will be coming this way soon, I hope. I miss coming back to the Jersey, New York area. Now, regarding how to get the CD, that you're going to have to go to those that know how to download and stream and all that other stuff that you guys know how to do and I don't.
You sound like my mother.
It's so true, though. I mean, you know, you guys are just taking the technical world and turned us all around, believe me.
Yes, yes, I know. And I, you know, the story published to my blog, and I did link your website there because I think there are options to purchase a CD from there, but you've done so much. You have a perfume. You have a card. I mean, you've done so much. I was just so impressed by it all, and now you've come out with a new CD. I wish you all the best with it, and I hope you can return to Conversations of a Sister soon.
I would love to. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much for being our guest tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the infamous Ms. Dionne Warwick. We wanted to stay intact with her 15-minute interview request because she has a lot of media interviews going on this week. So, therefore, we wanted to stay the task because I didn't want Angelo to come after me tomorrow. So I wanted to stay on point with how long we spoke to you regarding this new CD. Ms. Warwick, thank you so much for being a guest tonight.
Thank you, darling. You take good care.
You too, and we wish you the best. Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Ms. Dionne Warwick, as I stated, we had to keep intact with her 15-minute interview request because she has a heavy media schedule this week. So, as always, I thank you for tuning in tonight. You can always check me out on my blog at conversationsofasister.com. There the conversations are continuing and never ending. We are going to close tonight with one of my favorite songs by Dionne Warwick. Enjoy.
What the world is now is love. Sweet love, it's the only thing that there's just to this love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Oh, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hilltops enough to climb. And there are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just to this love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. So not just for some, but for Lord, if you want to know. Love, sweet love.